Baby, I'm so glad you're back. I've missed you all day long today and... Oh, you can already tell I'm gonna talk about YouTube to you. I'm sorry to talk about it all the time, but... Oh, I can just hardly contain my excitement because... That's right, we are officially at 503 subscribers, to be exact, to our magnificent little baby that is our YouTube channel. Do you want to know what happens at 1,000 subscribers? Ooh, I can see it on your face that you're just bursting from anticipation to know what happens. That's right, baby, at 1,000 subscribers, we can officially make money from our YouTube channel. Granted, we also make 4,000 hours watch time, but I think we can do it roughly at the same time because my videos are pretty lengthy when I do my tingles. It's like two birds and one stone each time I upload to reach the milestones. What do we do? Oh, nothing really. We just kind of let the channel keep doing its thing and I keep uploading. I've already planned out tonight's theme. It's roleplay. I haven't really tackled it yet, but, well, do you know what a scalp inspection is like? Like, if you had a lice outbreak in school, they would line you all up and then write an X by your name if you had them or not. Nothing to be embarrassed about, should I remind you, since it happened pretty much everywhere. That's what happens with kids. I was in close proximity to each other, but that's besides the point. Basically, I will roleplay to the camera as someone who needs to inspect the listener's scalp. Now, you can frame it any way you want, really, like a nurse overall checkup, or maybe you're visiting a health clinic because you have scalp flaking, or it's a bit dry and itchy. You know what I mean, right? That's what I want to do tonight. As for the actual, like, processing of the money from YouTube and stuff, well, we then just submit our application to YouTube themselves through the channel content creator section. We fill out a form and attach our bank account, and I can actually start paying back my mom. And then make the profit back from all the extra stuff I had to buy, like the latex sponges and wires. I have this feeling in my stomach. I think it's like that ball of energy I said a while ago. Just pure excitement for the future. I've never felt like this in months. I was so burned out from studying and then just having you support me even when I quit my tiny part-time job. I mean, fighting for the damn shifts every week wasn't exactly fun, and having a manager that uses cutting down hours as a punishment? Honestly, I wish some people could experience the shoe on the other foot for just a day, and then they'd realize how cruel the world really can be. Thanks to selfish people like them. Sorry. Got a bit heated there, but where was I? I can't thank you enough, baby. I love you. I think we're close. I think we're really close to the point where I can start paying my way for you. No more relying on you. Not that I don't appreciate it or anything like that, but I'm just not your responsibility for life. Not like that, anyway. Just... I'm so happy for the first time in ages. It's like a breath of fresh air. I have something that's a creative outlet that might possibly pay the bills as well. What's that saying again? Do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Well, not to rush you into anything, but would you like to sit upright on the chair for me? I know it might not be as comfy as laying down or having your head on my lap, but I want to try this way, just for tonight. Okay, my fluffy bear? Are you comfy? Alright, so you are role-playing a patient, and I know that you're suffering from itchy scalp syndrome. So make sure you remember to review me afterwards. Promise you won't get a medical bill in the mail this time. Okay, baby, it's hair tingles time.